This recording, Switzerland 14, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at the old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in the North Square near the Duck Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge and checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. Then she got there. There was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so she made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lantage, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling "comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd voice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune through her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whispered her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an efficient treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either for 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So in my free time I like to fence. I go there twice a week. Once we have the training on Tuesday, there we train our muscles and our coordination. So this training I have to lead because we have no other trainers. And on Wednesday we have another training with our fencing teacher, and he shows us new fencing styles and so, yeah. And on weekends we go to tournaments to learn more about the sport. It's very interesting to go there because there are many other fencers like us, and they are all very funny. Hobby Toni gern fechten. Wir haben zweimal in der Woche Training, einmal am Dienstag und einmal am Donnerstag. Am Dienstag muss ich das Training leiten, weil wir keinen Trainer haben. Dann haben wir Krafttraining und so Koordination, Ausdauer. Und am Donnerstag haben wir Training mit unserem Fechtmeister aus Zürich. Und er zeigt uns neue Fechtbewegungen und so. Und am Wochenende gehen wir auch mal gerne Turnier, weil es cool ist, weil wir Spass haben, wenn wir dort neues Zeug lernen.